Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beth Roth is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Beth Roth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Dr. Beth Roth is a certified career coach. She's an executive coach, a professional speaker, and she helps people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace when we're trying to find good people, and helps us connect with those good people. And she joins us on the show on a regular basis to talk to us about what the landscape looks like out there for hiring and bringing, acquiring good folks and bringing them on board successfully. Beth Roth, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And Beth, we're glad you're back. Okay. So most everybody knows the basic statistics. And I've talked to them about them on the show quite a bit. In fact, yesterday I talked about the fact that even though U3 went down to 7.8, the unemployment, the household survey of U3 went down 7.8%, we all know that U6, which includes all, you know, pretty much a much more comprehensive number, is closer to 15%, maybe as many as 24 million people unemployed. And it seems that one of the reasons is we've got a lot of pent up demand for hiring, because companies don't seem to be pulling the trigger on hiring for a number of different reasons, uncertainty not being the least. So you're out there where the rubber meets the road. What are you seeing out there? What are you hearing?
I'm seeing that if you've gone through an interview series, say, you know, you passed the first interview where you're qualified and so forth, and then you get into other interviews, and then you don't hear anything for a long period of time, hang in there.
That's got to be frustrating, frightening, and maddening to actually get a bite on your resume, to actually go through the process, mm-hmm. think you did good. Nobody told you you didn't. All signs look
right.
like you're the person they're looking for. And you've been out of work for 6 months or 9 months or 2 years, and you know you're tired of saying, "Would you like that supersized, ma'am?" And then you don't hear back.
Yeah, it is really, really scary. But one of the things that has been happening, even in the last end of last week and the first of this week,
this is new stuff then.
Yeah, this is very, very new. Numerous of clients have been waiting and waiting and waiting on various things. Two things are happening. They've been waiting and waiting and waiting on various things. They were sure they would get them, the whole business, and lo and behold, they get a call.
Uh-huh.
The offer is less than they wanted. I have to really work with them on understanding that this may be a bridge job. What is a bridge
right.
job? Something that gets you from here to there. But it is a job at this point. Now, I've also had calls in the last 24 hours, people who were hesitating on using my services, my coaching services, who have decided, enough of this. Now, I'm mm-hmm. in crisis. I'm going to a coach. That is horrible when that happens, because you're starting over from scratch.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but
you said a minute ago, hang in there. Are you saying that you see...
They're making decisions now, yes.
People are starting... You feel that people are starting to make decisions.
Yes, and I don't even
hiring
understand.
Decisions. Why do you think,
show. Maybe you can tell me why they're suddenly not sitting on their money anymore. This is not totally across the board, but there is this trend, and I'm
right.
talking to other people in my business who are seeing the same thing.
Let me tell you why... Let me connect this to a prediction that I made... the 1st of January, 1st of this year.
Okay.
I predicted that for 2013, the economy would grow, would get better. We would see some level of a surge for the, that if Romney were reelected, the surge would be significant and real and optimistic.
No, wait, did you say Romney reelected?
President Romney. See, I predicted Romney would be president, that he would win the election. I have to say that because it's on the record. I predicted Romney would win the presidency this year, and I said, I said if he wins the election, then the economy will grow significantly because, I mean, let's face it, business people are attracted to him. He's a CEO. He knows how to make a payroll. And this comment is not partisan on my part, and I think that just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, I'm wrong, and if Obama gets reelected, the only reason I still think that the economy will surge because we've had pent up demand for 4 years, and we haven't got a lot of positive business rhetoric coming out of Washington in the last 4 years. But the point I was making was you cannot hold small business owners back any longer. They're going to say, okay, if this is what we have, we're just going to go about our business. We're not going to wait. And so I think at that point, and so my belief is what you're saying is that people are saying, I'm going to get ready for 2013. I better start the process now.
Yeah, I think that's a good synopsis of what we may be seeing here, but something is different. And this is really enthusiastic stuff for the people who've been looking for a long time. And it means even more emphatically that you need to get your value proposition in place.
Right.
What is your value proposition? It's that thing inside you that makes you totally unique, makes you the person they ought to hire, and you need to get help in getting that articulated. It won't just happen.
Right. And it is a buyer's market.
Uh-huh. Totally.
Because for every one of you, for every person who's applying and who thinks that they are the right for the job, there's a bunch more folks who, if they can find them, it's going to be very competitive, these jobs, aren't they?
Oh, the interviewing is more competitive than it's ever been,
right?
that I remember. Interviewing now is an art, and it must be practiced. This is where you need a coach. You need interview training before going in. Don't try to do it cold if you can possibly figure out how to get some help.
Yeah, especially if you've been out of the workplace a little while. You are rusty. You don't know what the new expectations are. I agree with Beth on this, folks. Find a way to get somebody to help you with this. Quick break, right back after these messages with Beth Ross. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.